say if you saw somebody walking around on a sunny day with something.
Oh, parasol?
Yeah. Is there a difference there to you?
Yeah, a parasol is usually smaller. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And for the purpose of shade. And they're usually only carried by women.
I see. And when you're making up your bed, the last thing that you do that goes on the bed, you call that a
bedspread.
Yeah. Have you heard any other terms or old fashioned terms or something like that?
No, not today. I have, but they just don't come to mind. I haven't used them in so long.
Sure. What about a coverlet or counterpin or something like that?
No.
Well, on a bed, the thing that you rest your head on, that's the
pillow.
Yeah. Something like a pillow, but longer, that might have been used. I don't know if it was functional or just for decoration or what, that a lot of people have on their beds. Just a long thing, you know, stuffed and all that, but not exactly a pillow.
I don't know. Like
a bolster? Not familiar with that.
No.
Well, say if a person did have a bolster, an extremely long one, this expression might say something like, well, that bolster doesn't just go part way across the bed, it goes
all the way. Clear.
Clear across? Yeah. Or say if a young girl is getting ready to go out on a date, probably likes to spend a good bit of time in front of the mirror. What do you say she's doing when she's doing that?
Primping.
Primping. Yeah. Well, if a boy were doing the same thing, now he's going out on a date and spending a lot of time with himself, what would you say he was doing?
No, we use a different word. I don't even know what we...
Not sure about that?
No.
Would you ever say he was primping?
Yeah, you would, but there's another word that's used too. Usually more derogatory.
Okay. Or get back to bed again, the bedspread and all that. During cold weather, you might put one of these things over your bedspread. Pretty heavy deal with
a quilt?
Yeah. Did you ever hear of, do people still get together and make those things like
yeah.
they used to?
Sometimes. They call them, they used to call them quilting bees.
Yeah.
They just call them, you know, quilting party, something else, the bee part of it.
Okay. Or say when you were a child, you might have spent the night off at somebody's house and they might have put one of these things down for you to sleep on. What would that be called? Something for a child to sleep on?
A comforter.
Comforter or...
Pallet.
Yeah, I see. What about talking about the land? You might say a farmer might say something like, "Well, I think I'm going to get a pretty good crop this year because the soil is real
fertile."
Yeah. Or the type of land that low-lying land. That might have been covered with water at one time, but is used for planting crops, you know, really good land. What would you call something like that? Low-lying land.
They wouldn't call it delta, mm-hmm. but they would, they just call it black land, usually.
Black land?
It's usually darker in color than...
What kind? Is that generally considered pretty good?
Yeah, the blacker the land, the deeper the topsoil usually.
Mm-hmm. I see. You ever heard people talk about where you're from, a lowland or bottom land, something like
bottom
that?
Bottom land.